You and I have many things in common. We have our differences, but we certainly have many things in common. We live in the same place. We share the same roads. We experience the same crazy weather. We hear the same news, and we visit many of the same places. We worship at the same church, and we share the same faith. We have many things in common. But there's one thing that we have in common that I imagine you have never noticed, and I'll admit that I had not noticed it until about 2 years ago. Nearly every Sunday, after the reading of the gospel at the celebration of the Mass, you and I hear the same homily from the same preacher. On a regular basis, I am the only preacher that you hear after the gospel at the Sunday Eucharist. And that means that on a regular basis, I am the only preacher that I hear after the gospel at the Sunday Eucharist. I will hear this homily 7 times this weekend. So on a regular basis, you and I hear the same preacher on Sunday. We travel the same roads. We experience the same weather. We share the same faith, and we hear the same preacher. Now, preaching is about sharing the good news of God's love. Preaching is about declaring the mighty acts of the Almighty God, who calls us in love to share in His life. Preaching is about sharing faith in the midst of doubt, hope in the midst of despair, truth in the midst of error, and life in the midst of suffering and death. Preaching is about a message from faith given for faith. It is good news. It is good news from the God who remembers His promise of mercy from generation to generation. So why am I talking about preaching as we celebrate the patronal feast of the parish of Our Lady of Lourdes? Remember the familiar story of the events at the grotto in the little village of Lourdes in France? Remember the little girl named Bernadette who met the Mother of God in the little grotto, and there she prayed her rosary? There in that little grotto, the little girl dug into the ground with her hands to uncover the waters of the healing spring, which still flows to this day. Remember that the little girl received the message of conversion, the message of healing, and the invitation to prayer and processions. Bernadette received her message from the Mother of God that would draw people to that grotto, draw people to healing, and ultimately draw people to Jesus Christ. So the first preacher from Lourdes is Bernadette. Like Elizabeth, who proclaimed, "Blessed are you who believed." And like Mary, who proclaims, "The Almighty has remembered His promise of mercy," Bernadette is a preacher of the mighty acts of the Almighty God. Bernadette proclaimed the flowing waters from the grotto at Lourdes because the waters of baptism had already flowed over her to claim her in Christ Jesus. The first preacher from Lourdes is a little girl who spoke from faith and for faith. Now, the mission to preach at the celebration of the Eucharist is given with ordination. However, and here's where you become a little uncomfortable, however, the mission to preach everywhere else, in the home, in the school, at work, in society, is given in the waters of baptism. Preaching at the celebration of the Eucharist is a particular kind of preaching, but it is not the only kind of preaching. It is not the only time and place when a person of faith can speak in faith about the mighty acts of the Almighty God. Preaching is not limited to the moments after the reading of the gospel by one who is ordained. If that were true, we would never know about Our Lady of Lourdes, because Mary did not appear to the pastor at Lourdes in France. She appeared to Saint Bernadette, who spoke to the pastor at Lourdes in France. You and I have many things in common. We live in the same place and we travel the same roads. We share the same faith and we worship in the same church. We have Christ for our Savior and Mary for our mother. We are a community of faith and we are a company of preachers who speak from faith and for faith. We declare the mighty acts of the Almighty God. And now Jesus Christ, who feeds us with his word, invites us to his table. Here we will be nourished. Here we will be strengthened. Here we will celebrate that the Almighty has done good things for us. And holy is his name. Amen.